Now, a push to recycle more clothing has been launched in the first of three towns selected for a pilot project named Developing a Circular Textile System for Ireland. The project has been launched in Charleville. And joining me with details is Christine Costello, who is with Community Resources Network Ireland. Good morning to you, Christine.
Hello, Patricia. You're nice to join you.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome to the programme. Why is it so important that we all get into the habit of recycling more of our clothes and textiles?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, it's really important to both reuse as much as possible of textiles and then recycle. So kind of keeping it higher up in the cycle. So if you can keep textiles in circulation for longer, clothing and home textiles, then that saves a lot of environmental resources and it can create local jobs, training, and business opportunities. And I think the main problem is that the household bin is actually the single largest source of textile waste in Ireland. And so the key would be to try to encourage with this project to, instead of throwing items in the bin, you know, donate clean and dry textiles instead. And many people don't realize that they can donate all types of textiles in various conditions, like home textiles, for example. Also, new, lightly used and well-loved clothing that have like rips, holes, and light stains, like mismatched socks.
I think the majority of us, when we're donating to charity, I certainly am quite careful about what I put in the bag, making sure it's clean and like that, that it wouldn't have any rips on it or anything. And is that where we're going wrong then? An item, are you saying that all clothing and all textiles have some kind of value?
That's right, they do. Because if you think about all the energy and resources that it takes to make the textile product to begin with, whether it's clothing or home textiles, or even accessories or shoes, you know, bags and wallets, you know, that's a lot of energy. So if you can kind of keep it in circulation longer, that would really contribute to taking climate action. And what we call it is the circular economy, right? So that aims to reduce waste at all stages of the cycle and keep things in the economy longer. So yeah, you can donate many different types of products and in different conditions. Like the key is to donate them, you know, that are clean and dry. And then what the charity shops do, they're incredible. They actually, at least the Irish Charity Shops Association members, they are donating about 14,500 tons of textiles. They actually reuse those per year, that amount per year. So it's pretty incredible what they can do. They have very sophisticated sorting systems. Whatever they can't sell, you know, it could go to another shop, you know, within their network. Like, so for example, if you donate to one of the charity shops, many of them will share within their own charity shops. And also they'll recycle whatever is really non-usable or non-saleable. So actually,
what happens to something that is non-usable or, you know, has stains? I mean, I'm thinking of an old tatty T-shirt that I've worn it to death and it's of no use to anybody anymore. And if I donate that, where does that end up then?
Sure. So what they'll do first is they do a sorting at the charity shop. So they'll take a look and say, okay, is this saleable or not? It's a tatty, you know, T-shirt like you're saying. And so they'll say, okay, that goes to our textile recycler. But the charity still makes money from selling to the textile recycler, right? And so what happens is if the charity can make money from that, then that can support kind of their missions, which a lot of times are poverty alleviation, etc. So homelessness, etc. So all of these charity shops are associated with charities that do incredibly good work, and the charity shops support the charity's work.
And as a nation, we are good, aren't we, at donating to the charity shops?
We're very, oh man, we are really philanthropic people, right? So whatever cause is out there, you know, we get around it. I'm really proud to be living in Ireland since 2015 and going. It definitely, I think that we do really make an effort. I think the key is just to kind of help people with this project understand what they can donate, which is a lot more than people think, and try to get, you know, the items out of the bin. The key with this project as well, and it's an EPA, Green Enterprise Innovation for a Circular Economy grant aid funded program. And it's very exciting because it really is looking at a few things. It's looking at, you know, trying to, well, first and foremost, get the figure out how we can get the textile waste out of the bin, because in 2025, in January, as the EU Waste Framework Directive states, Ireland is going to need to come up with some sort of, you know, separate collection of textiles system that's part of what will be required. So this is what this project is trying to do. So show people how, and it's happening actually in Charleville, in County Cork, and it's also happening in Arklow, County Wicklow, and then also in Bunkrana in County Donegal. So those are the three pilot areas. And then the other piece is we're going to quantify and then assess kind of what textiles will we be getting out of this project and what types of business opportunities are out there. What kind of innovations could there be? Could there be, I don't know, a manufacturing facility put up where denim rag could be created and put into insulation in homes, for example? So there's a lot of really innovative businesses that could come out of this too. And we're trying to keep the textiles in Ireland as much as possible rather than exporting, right? So how can we build these local businesses and take advantage of all these textiles that are out there now?
And you want people to take part in an online survey?
I do. That would be fantastic. So if they're in and around the Charleville area, they can go to donatecharleville.ie and take the survey there. And our main page is donatedontwaste.ie, and people can go there. And if they happen to be listening from Arklow or Bunkrana areas, they can take their surveys there.
And for people living in Charleville or people who shop or work in Charleville, will they see evidence of this project in operation?
I hope so. What we're doing is for Charleville, one of the ways that we're testing this is to do door-to-door collection. So what we're doing is we have three collection dates in different areas and neighborhoods within Charleville. So our first one is coming up next week on the 31st of March. And then after that, it'll be the 28th of April. And after that, the 26th of May. And we're just asking people to just, you know, write SVP on their bags, or if they get, you know, make sure they're in the area. So if they go to donatecharleville.ie, they'll be able to see if their area is covered and on what day. They'll just simply write SVP on their bags, fill them with clean and dry clothing and home textiles, place them outside their door, and then we're partnering with Ballyhora Development, CLG, and also working with Clean Technology Center is our technical partner on the project out of MTU, and they're going to be helping collect and count and quantify, you know, all of the textiles that we get. And then actually they'll be delivered to the Vincent's Charleville shop. So the local community will benefit from the
brilliant,
additional textiles.
Brilliant. Well done. Well done. But of course, the best way is for us not to tire of our clothes and wear them more. I mean, that's what we're all guilty of, that we buy too much clothing.
That's right. I mean, really, the fashion industry produces up to 10% of global CO2 emissions. So, and it's the second largest consumer of water of any industry and has significant impacts on water and ocean pollution. So if there's a way to first and foremost reduce the consumption of new textiles, that would be great. A way to do that is to shop in charity shops, right? Those items are pre-loved. So go for it. And some people actually donate, and it's perfect. You can donate new clothing that you didn't like after you got it back from the shop and it's too late to return. So, I mean, even that, like, you can find some new items as well. But, yeah, the key is, you know, shop pre-loved. Shop your own closet. Shop your friends' closets. You know, you can do little swaps. I do that all the time. I pass things on to my neighbors. And we have a lot of fun. You know, they'll come over and try on the dresses or try on the blazers or whatever it is.
And so it certainly
there's
is
a lot that can be done.
It's
yeah.
a great way for children's clothes, because children grow out of clothes so quickly. They'll get a growth spurt, and it's, you know, it's great to see, you know, mums passing clothes around each other, you know, between each other, between families.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's some great organizations in Ireland that are actually doing textile reuse. And so CRNI, so Community Resources Network Ireland, our organization, we have 40 member organizations that include social enterprises and community-based organizations in the Reuse, Repair, and Recycling Center. And many of our members worked with pre-loved textiles, whether it be for resale or upcycling. So upcycling is another way that you can use your existing textiles. So actually, you can visit, people who are listening can visit our members directory at crni.ie. So that would be a way to kind of learn more about, you know, maybe some organizations in your area that are working on this issue.
Okay. All right. We all need to get the knowledge of what we need and to stop putting less things into the bin that goes for landfill. You still have, you're a very strong American accent. So I was interested when you said you moved in 2015. You're not here that long. What brought you from what part of America?
I'm from San Francisco.
And what brought you to beautiful Galway?
My wonderful husband, Patrick, and his wonderful family, who are all in Ennis, County Clare.
The love of a man. You can't beat it. All right. Listen, Christine, it was a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Take good care.
Bye-bye. And good luck to everybody involved in Charleville, which is to say they launched this project, and they're one of the first of three pilot towns that have been selected. Donate, don't waste.ie if you want to check out more about it.